Good evening. In the Gospel of Luke alone, about 20 times, somebody says, do not be afraid, or don't worry. In the beginning of the Gospel, an angel says, don't be afraid, to Zechariah, and then Mary, both of whom, surprise, are going to be welcoming miracle babies into their lives very soon, John the Baptist, and then Jesus, of course. And in today's reading, the angel says to the shepherds, do not be afraid. This was not a normal night watch for the shepherds. This was a very unusual night. The messenger of the Lord, that's all an angel is, a messenger of the Lord, appeared with the glory of God shining all around. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but I'm guessing it's very bright and very impressive. We're told that the shepherds were very afraid on this unusual appearance, terrified even, more afraid than most people were when they see a messenger of God. But they managed to hear the angel's message, good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Then not just the one angel, but suddenly a great company, a vast host, a great multitude, a heavenly army of angels were saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. And then the angels left. And were the shepherds still shaking at what they had seen and heard, I wonder? Whether or not they were still terrified, they went to Bethlehem. They went into town to see this child that the Lord had told them about through his messengers. Later, when Jesus had grown up and began walking around teaching and preaching, Jesus started saying, do not be afraid. Don't worry. I just want to go through a few here. In Luke chapter 5, Jesus says, don't be afraid, to the men he is calling to follow him. He's asking them to leave their fishing boats, which are all they've ever known. And Jesus says, don't be afraid, follow me. In chapter 8, Jesus says, don't be afraid, to a crowd gathered around after a dramatic miracle occurred in which a man was healed, but also someone lost their entire herd of pigs at the same time because of this healing that Jesus did. Later in the same chapter, Jesus said, do not be afraid, to Jairus, whose daughter was very, very ill. And then if you're feeling anxious, read Luke chapter 12. The whole chapter is Jesus saying, don't worry, repeatedly and in different ways, and going into specifics about what we tend to worry about and what we shouldn't worry about or what we don't need to worry about. But guess what? The people in the Gospel of Luke were afraid anyway. They worried anyway. The disciples were afraid. Here they are following Jesus, seeing the miracles that he did, learning from him every day. But they were afraid too. Jesus was surprising them on the regular. They were afraid. The religious leaders were afraid of the people, it says in Luke, as they wrestled with losing control as this Jesus came and kind of messed with their nice little situation that they had going on. And the people who watched that miracle where the man was healed, the miracle that cost a herd of pigs, they were so afraid, they asked Jesus to leave immediately. They would rather have status quo sickness than the disruptive and costly healing of Jesus. And we're the same way, aren't we? We are afraid every day. afraid of all kinds of things, real, imagined, present, and future. And sometimes, in our fear, we ask Jesus to go away, or just sort of ignore him for a while. Because sometimes Jesus and the angels keep disrupting our plans. While we keep trying to line everything up the way we wanted, our dreams and a future of our own design, Jesus and the angels keep up their holy disruption. We find ourselves off balance and maybe by God's grace, hopefully by God's grace, we invite Jesus to guide our lives once again. We make room for Jesus in our lives. Make room for him to be first in our lives. So tonight I invite us to invite Jesus into our fears. We invite him to come and be with us in whatever troubles us. This Christmas worship, the only one who can really say with authority, "Do not be afraid." Amen.